Jason Schellen from Google, but only yesterday, Blogger.com, you're now a monster company inside a super monster company. What's happening in the big picture of the kind of internet transformation of democracy, of media, in 2004? Where are we?
Where are we? Well, we've kind of come a long way, obviously, from just a few years ago. I think Blogger in particular, we've always been thinking about this. As a matter of fact, some of our old shirts, we had our Blogger logo on the front, but on the back it said, the revolution will be bloggerized. And I think we really believe that. We believe that that blogging is about personal voice, and that we were enabling people to get their personal voice on the web.
This is Jason Schellen from Blogger.com, recently purchased by Google. Go ahead.
So when we delved into this tapped into this kind of fun thing of revolution, I don't know that we ever really thought that we would get front row seats to a war. And I think it was like a month after joining Google, that's when the Baghdad blogger, who was using Blogger to publish on our hosting service Blogspot, really came to the forefront of everyone's mind. My first contact with him was back in January of 2003, when he was being blocked by a lot of the internet censors in Iraq. He couldn't even see his own site, but he kept publishing. Not everyone's story is going to be quite that dramatic, but it really does kind of point at some of the things that that blogging has become. You see all these bloggers here at the convention now, and they're showing American democracy from the front row seats. So and that's something that previously, before, maybe you would have to create a web page or be a journalist and know someone who could actually put that on the web and get your message out, or be in traditional media. But now we've got millions of individual channels, individual voices on the web and blogs. I think it's not only interesting, but it's very powerful and moving for us at Blogger.
If you could only read blogs, or only read the New York Times, or only watch television, how differently would you be seeing this convention?
So to take one approach, I guess, is people have been only reading the New York Times for a very long time, or only watching television. On the plane ride out here, my coworker Jason Goldman and I were only privy to CNN headline news, and I think it was Fox News. And a lot of that stuff, it's infotainment. A lot of this stuff it's really, they know their audience, and they're catering to that audience, and they're honing their craft. I think the New York Times knows their audience fairly well, too. The difference with blogs would be that you get to know maybe an individual. Maybe you're writing a blog for one person. Maybe you're not writing it for 30 or 30,000 or 300,000 people. So I think the what you're seeing when you focus only on one of these channels, if I were to only read blogs for this convention, I think what I'd be seeing is a lot more and a lot different opinions. And I think that's great. Now,
all right. Let me ask you. I want to start that one again, and I'll try to ask the question better. Jason Schellen, one man's Jason Schellen, one person's reading. I'm sorry, Jason Schellen. You got one person here reading nothing but blogs. Woman next to him is reading nothing but the New York Times, and the guy next to her is only watching television of this convention. Who's getting the real story, and what's the difference?
Sure. I think perhaps the real story could be gotten through any of those channels, but that depends on, I guess, what that person wants to hear. I think the person who's reading the New York Times is going to get opinions from a professional journalist. They're going to see some insightful commentary, hopefully, from professional journalists. But you have to think about the way that journalist is approaching the subject as well. I think a lot of times it's you know, you're being introduced to New York Times journalists, and now speak. Maybe you put on a different face. Maybe you put on something different than you would if it was like, hey, this is my neighbor, which is what a blogger normally ends up being. It's just a normal citizen. So you might say something to your neighbor that you wouldn't say to a New York Times journalist. I think there are some different filters at play here that that color the situation. I think if you're only watching TV news, then maybe you're a fairly busy person, and what you're going to get are short snippets, not unlike blogs, but I think from one or two mega channels. You're not seeing the individual personal voice that you're seeing with blogs. You're going to get a lot of opinions. You're going to get left-wing, right-wing, centrist, and just, you know, man on the street kind of things. Like, this is what I think about that, and here's what's going on in the convention.
Jason Schellen, I want to put you on the spot. One source for you for this whole convention, blog, TV, newspapers, what is it?
I'll take blogs. I mean, and who?
Which blog?
I don't know. We came up with this thing called the post scroller to scroll through a lot of them. I think aggregation is important. I don't know that I could pick one out of. I mean, there's Atrios is great. The Daily Cause. There's so many names out there that Talking Points Memo. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not a large reader of political blogs, but what has been interesting are things like, you know, we've seen a rash of these in the past week that people realize, wait, this is a very focused event. We're going to need to get some sort of filter or at least cycle through these at a quick pace. And there have been a number of aggregators that have come out of this, politics.technoddy.com, dnc.shellen.com. We put one up on my server so that you could cycle through some of the recent posts around the convention, and I think that's the best way to go.
The aggregator is the aggregator the news of this convention?
Perhaps. I mean, something has to feed that though. So we've got all these great independent channels, independent voices. I mean, I would hope that there are a lot of bloggers who have attained some sort of audience or have engaged people in conversation enough that if people agree with their views and like what they're reading, that they would let this person put forth their opinions and be able to really grab hold of some of these blogs as if they were some other alternate news channel.
Jason, thank you. Welcome to audio blogging.
Thank you very much, Chris.